sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Avimon Imi Rossi and for Israel Daniel Ben Shenadina. We're going to be discussing Los Sachmon B'siyat Dishmael Pia Sefer Yokar Ole Yaakov. In Parshas Vetzchanan it says, Los Sachmon Eish Yisrayecha V'los Asabi Beis Yisrayecha Sadeyu V'avdoi V'amosoi V'chol Asher Yisrayecha. Rashi writes that Los Asabi is the Lashon of Chemda. Like Uncle says, Los Sisava, Los Seirog, which is Lashon of Chemda. And the Sisei Chachamim writes that according to this, Los Sisava is the same as Los Sachmo that it says in the first Divros. Just the Kaf Kefal Handover of Emilos Shonos. Same idea, just different words for the same idea. The Divros of Parshas Veschanan, the Divros Shnias, are saying the same thing as the Divros Rishonos of Los Sachmo and Parshas Yisrael. It says Lo Sachmon Beis Reecha, Lo Sachmon Eishes Reecha, Ve'avdo, Ve'amoso, V'shor, V'chamor, V'chol Asher Reecha. So according to Rashi, it's very good that it doesn't say Lo Sisave in the first Dibros, because it's the same thing as Lo Sachmon, it doesn't have to say Lo Sisave. So writes the Urim in Siman Kuf Tes Vav, Lo Sachmo, Dixiv Lo Sisave, Perish Echad, Le'elu Beis Lavin, V'shana Kosev Olav Labor, Olav Beis Lavin. So it says Lo Sachmo, it says Lo Sisave, but it really means the same thing, and your old person's over on two Lavin when he is over on Lo Sachmo and Lo Sisave, because it's really the same thing, but it's written twice, so it should make it two Lavin. So there are two Lo Sases for Lo Sachmo, as expressed in different words, Los Sachmon and Los Sisavik. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah and Los Sefer Reish Samachvav writes that there are two distinct lavin. The Rambam writes, Sheizironu mehetzim machshavtenu lachmon mashish lachenu ulisavos bo shizei yamevi lasas tachbul leknoso vizoshen asharas shabob vizainyan omar Los Sisavik beis recha vein shnei alavim elu binyan echod aval alav arishan vulos sachmon mashish leknos mashish lezulisenu. Ad she ishtada lagiat slov deos yomichalos panu v'lahach b'dalav shim karenu lo liyach lefeilov b'mashu yoseh tov mimena hinek for over alo sachmod gam kein achas shekona davar shel achaveru v'lo haya b'ritzono ritzono l'machro v'lahich b'dalav reherim ad she lakho v'yashalok for over al shnei lam lo sasab lo sachmod v'nimna sheni lo yomkor lachlifo v'abosu b'dabra hu hinek cheu b'onis v'echwech b'chosik avosu b'dabru v'nafsho. So the Rambam says, sorry for reading it so fast, the Rambam, you could look it up inside if you want to see the words more clearly. The Rambam says that Los Sisave is to have a strong desire for something, and Los Sachmon is to actually do pe'ulos, engage in activities to acquire this item when he does acquire the item. By buying it, or the person gives it as a gift, then it is lo sachmod. And if the guy refuses to give it because he wants to hold on to it, and the guy might end up stealing it, then it'll be over in lo sigzo. But the lo sachmod is when he actually gets it. That's the mice of getting it and doing maisim to get it and then getting it. And lo sisave is this taiva b'leiv. So there are two lavim chalukim, lo sisave, lo sisave b'leiv. And then if you do tachbulos, then it's lo sachmot, if you do tachbulos to get it. Divrei HaRambam is say from mitzvahs mavur, she'enu over belav, shelo sachmot ad she'asim maisa. And that's the difference, lo sachmot, with a maisa, lo sisave, it's just belave. But the Shitas Rashi, Lo Sisav and Lo Sachmar are one lav, so it could be that the whole lav is just a belave. The Kenyesh Lo Chich Medivrei Ibn Ezra Hamefursamim. Ibn Ezra says that Lo Sachmar is just a desire. He gives the famous mashal that you're not gonna desire the princess if you're a pashut person. Nobody gets the princess. You have to be very high up to get the princess. You know, somebody wants a date with Chves, if the president has a beautiful single daughter, and you want a date with the president's daughter. Say the president's daughter is Jewish. It happens to be this president's daughter is Jewish, but she's already married. But let's say she was single, and let's say she was very attractive. So you wanted a date with her, and she's this beautiful daughter of the president, and you know, she has all this power and connection and money, and you wanted a date with her. And you were a simple guy, you know what I mean? You were, you were a car mechanic from Topeka, Kansas. So what are your odds of getting a date with her, right? Not so good. Because you don't have a chance. So to everything that belongs to somebody else, you have to realize that you're nothing wrong with being a car mechanic. Something that belongs to somebody else, so just realize that you have no chance. Don't even be misaveh. And this way you can control your desires. That's what a person has to do. And be happy with your own chelek. So according to the Ibn Ezra, you're already over b'machsheves halev, and he writes about that in Parshas Yisro and also in Veschanan. Rab Moim Keino b'machsheves halev inalem scharvona sheishravus rabus halshim inalem below arich. Some people say that you're not over b'machsheves halev. There's no scharvonish, but there are many rayas to answer, and I don't want to write at length. Mevor b'tvarav sheoiver kvar b'machsheves halev below ma'isa. And that's the Shitaso, because he says, "How's the Torah mitzvah on Ritzonos, on Taivus?" The answer is because you create your own narrative. You can tell yourself whatever story you want. So if you tell yourself a story that you want this item, you want this person, you want this car, you want this house, so that's already an avera. That's a story you're telling yourself. Or you can tell yourself that you have no chance. It's not yours. It belongs to the other person. That's the Ibn Ezra, that you are over, even believe. Now the Rambam is l'shitaso, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs is l'shitaso, and Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, Kol Achomer Avdo Amoso Beisav Akel Shel Chaveru Kol Dover Sheefshel Shikneu Mimenu Vichbid Al Berein Vehifti Bo Atshelakchom Mimenu Afal Ga Aval Pi Shnas Lo Zamin Rav Reis Over Losase Shnemer Losachmod. The Rambam says that it's desiring what belongs to your friend. It's doing meisim to get it, and then getting it, that's the aveira. You have to actually get it in order to do the aveira. But he writes, you don't get malchus because it's a lav shein bo meisa. And the Ravid is very bothered. Famously, what do you mean? Alav sheim bo ma'isa. Larisi dover tema gadol mizev heichan ma'isa gadol menatilas chayfetz. What do you mean? It has no ma'isa. You're taking this person's object. What do you mean, no ma'isa? Al hayel alomer bnei shuchayv b'tashlum and sharei gazlan shuchayv lahashiv esagzela. So you know why you don't get malchus? Because it's veheishiv esagzela. It's like a gzela. You return it lavin into glase. That's why you don't get malchus, but that there's no ma'isa. Rambam says there is a ma'isa. What's the Rambam talking about? Is all you have to derive it? He says you don't get malchus for another reason, because you have to give the object back to the owner. Mavur akoponim b'Rambam that you're not over in the lav lo sachmod elim hipsir bo ad shalakho mimeno. You have to really nudge the guy till you get it, or get people to nudge him. And he learns it from lo sachmod kesa zav lakachta lecha. It has to be lakicha. And even the Ravid, who argues with the Rambam, it's near that he's moda also, that you have to do a shtadlis and do a maisa. He just argues that from that it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So he brings another reason why you're not going to get malchus. That you're not going to get malchus because he has to give the object back. And that's why you don't get malchus. He fixes the lav. So again, the Rambam Lashitas is the lab of Lo Sachmud is not belayv, but the Maisa. Rashi and Ibn Ezra, we can say Lo Sachmud is belayv. In the middle of Fidatam, you're not going to get Malchus because the lab Shembo Maisa. The Reim in Kuftes, Simit Kuftes Vav, Avur, that you're not over in the lab of Lo Sachmud unless you do a Maisa Keshitas HaRambam. But he adds, Chomid Nikr Shechomid Dvar Chaver, Velo Chobal Karcho, Velo Sein Domo, Vakifim Olav, Shaloi Kedin, Avul Chomid Machshav, Velo Maisa, Enor Velo Sachmud, Sanyim Rechilta, Yochal Afim Chomid Bedvarim, Tamad Loimel Sachmud, Kesev, Vizal, Velo Velo Kachdalach, Malonat Shos Maisa, Afkanat Shos Maisa, Vahenu Chamsen, Damrinim Bob Kamo, Samuch Bezum Ral, Chamsen, Yav Demei, Shonus Chaver, Velo Sein Domo, Malach Hefetz, Velo Sein Kazem, Makshina Bek Bob Mitzia, Dav Hamad Beis, So the Yireim is referring to the Sugim of Metzia and of Heim Beis. Where it says, Ella, if you're going to say that somebody who's chashed to steal is also chashed to shove the sheker, so then you have a kasha, Hadam Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, like Avi Shomer, that tainus, that something happened to a pikadon that he was holding on to, and he's pater mitzad din, but he wants to pay and not have to be nishbal time now. So mashbiyan also shua shena b'shusa, so we're mashbiyah him, a shvua, that it's not in his rishus. That he's not holding on to the object, because maybe he is holding on to the object and he wants it, so he's going to figure, I won't swear, I'll just pay for it and then I'll keep the object. So why don't we say name and be the chashad al mon chashad shvua? Say it's chashad al mon, it's chashad al shvua. So the Gemara answer is no. Hasam nami there also, he's not chashad al gezel, because he's mori heter for himself. Omar, and he says demeko yahiv nole, and he says I'm paying for it. Since I'm paying for it, I'm not a gazlan. But you wanted it and you're paying for it, so that's lo sachmud. So even if you're not choshed on lo sigzol, that you're stealing it, you're paying for it, but you're choshed on lo sachmud. So if choshed on ligzol is choshed lishav l'sheker, choshed on lo sachmud should also be choshed lishav l'sheker. And for the Gemara, lo sachmud then she beloy d'mei mashma lehu. Lo sachmud is mashma for people that's without paying, that they take the object without paying for it. That's lo sachmud. So he's not over in any lav. If he's not over in any lav, so he's not the type of guy who choshed to be over lavin. So he's also not going to be nishba l'sheker. Ad kan midivrei Agamara. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that the whole understanding of the Gemara is that Lo Sachmud is when you take the item. Because the Gemara says that people think that Lo Sachmud is when you take the item without paying for it. And Lachora, they don't realize that Lo Sachmud is even when you take the item when you do pay for it. But al kopanim, you see that this is lo sachmud is when you actually take the item, and it's not just b'machshava. And that's why the Yireim says if you're chomi b'machshava b'lo maisa, you're not over in lo sachmud. And that's a chamsin. A chamsin is somebody who gives money, and he says, you know, I really want this object. The guy doesn't really want to sell it to you, but there's tremendous pressure. So Mamela, you see from this Gemara that the whole issue of Lo Sachmud is B'maisis. That's the Reim of Das Rishonim that we brought. It would seem that they argue Ibn Ezra, Rashi, they hold Lo Sachmud is B'leiv. So the Shitasam Vade Lo Sachmud is not Afka B'nissin as Damim, because the Yisr isn't B'lekicha. The Yisr is only on the Chemdash of B'leiv. And if it says in the Gemara that Lo Sachmud b'mod meilin shemash melehu, people think that Lo Sachmud is only when you don't pay. When you do pay, you're off the hook. That's what people think, but they're wrong, because you're over if you don't pay, and you're over if you do pay, because the whole thing is belave. The other opinion is going to say, the opinion that holds that it's belave is going to be learning the Gemara differently. The Gemara says, he's over on Lo Sachmod when he by paying for the item and taking it for himself, he's over on Lo Sachmod. No. People think the Lo Sachmod is only if you don't pay. If you do pay, you're fine. And the answer is, if you do pay, you're also not fine, because you're over belave. And therefore, it's whether you pay or you don't pay, your person's over. So that's the Shittas HaRaim, but we can be medakdik at Aruch Chodesh that originally he writes, the beginning, that Alav Lo Sachmod is only b'maisa. And then in the end he writes, V'alav Nemar Lo Sachmod Uksiv Lo Sasave Perish Echad La'ilu Beiz Lavin. See, he holds that Lasachman and Lasasav is one lav, like we brought before to be Medayik B'dvar of Kirashi. And that's not like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold this one lav. The Rambam holds this lav of Lasasav, which is Belev. And then there's Lasachmod, which is B'maisa. And Rashi holds l'chora that it's the same thing, and they're both belave. The Yireyim holds that los sachman and los sabra are the same thing, and the l'chora holds that they're both b'maisa, because he writes that los sachman is b'maisa, and he says los sabra is the same thing. So now we have three shitas. We have Rashi, los sachman and los sabra are the same thing; they're both belave. We have the Rambam. Lo Sasav is Belev and Lo Sachmod is B'maisa. And then we have the Yireyim, that Lo Sasav and Lo Sachmod are the same thing, and they're both B'maisa. V'chein mashmek tzas b'Yireyim b'simit shin samach gimel writes Lo Sachmod kesev zav aleim hizir akosu parshas Ekev. He talks about taking it, and he's not mechalek to say that if you just have chemda b'leiv, you're not over on Lo Sachmod, you're just over on Lo Tisave. So like we said, Chor Lo Tisave and Lo Sachmod are the same thing, and you're not over on either belev. Both of them have to be a Maisa. The only thing is we have the Mechilta, the Yireyim, the Heilige Yireyim, the Lezer Mimitz, he quotes the Mechilta, Yochel Afilo Chomi B'dvarim, Tamalom Lo Sachmod Kesev Zayim B'lekach Tolach, Mala Halanat Shemai Samaisa, Atz Kancho Samaisa, it says, don't be Chomi Kesev Zav, and take for yourself. Just like there it's a Maisa, here by Lo Sachmod it's also a Maisa. So those who shown him, Ibn Ezra Rashi, say that Chemd is Belev, how are they going to deal with this Mechilta? That's Mefurish that it has to be B'maisa. So that is a kasha, and I'm hoping that in the next shiur we will resolve that, and we will continue going deep into this very chashuv sugya of Lo Sachmod. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.